Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Morning Muse podcast. I'm your host, Sierra, if you're new here. And if you're not, welcome back to another episode. I'm really excited about this week's episode because I'm talking all about books. And I've done a book episode before, but not like this. So in this episode, I'll be talking about all the books I've loved so far this year and a little bit of last year and what I'm currently reading, as well as what's on my TBR, and another book that I want to restart, because I've completely forgotten about the whole entire book, because I read it, finished it, bought the sequel, but I completely forgot to start the sequel because I got busy with other things. So I want to go back to that book and reread it again so I can then continue on with the series. But before we get into more of that, I wanted to talk about the quote of the day today. So today's quote is, "Even if you don't realize it, you are moving forward." When I found this quote earlier today, I really felt that to my core, because a lot of the times I have felt like I'm not like doing anything, like I'm not, like I didn't feel like I was reaching the goals that I wanted to reach and doing the things I wanted to do to get to where I wanted to be, but in reality I was. I just didn't realize it at the time. So just a reminder, you are moving forward even if you don't see it, even if you don't feel it. So that is your reminder and the quote of today. Wanted to bring back the podcast drinks, and today I'm just drinking water. I had a hot matcha earlier today with a little bit of chai in there as well. It cut down the sweetness a little bit because I made it too sweet when I first made it, but that really helped a lot with the taste, and I had a coffee earlier this morning, so it's been an okay day. I've been feeling really sluggish and slow because I stayed up till like 2 a.m. the other night, and last night, and if you guys know me, you guys know I love waking up early. I hate staying up late, and it was because I had drank a coffee earlier that night at around like maybe 6 or 5, and typically caffeine doesn't really affect me. It doesn't affect my sleep schedule at all. I usually can drink coffee late at night and still be able to fall asleep by like 10:30 or 11, so I don't know what was in this coffee that I had yesterday, but kept me up all night. So feeling a little bit tired, a little bit slow, and to top it all off, I only got 5 hours and 45 minutes of sleep. So your girl is tired today, but we are pushing through it. I had a very exciting recording today with Happiness by Katie. She is a content creator on Instagram and TikTok, where she posts all about happiness content and mindset shifts and personal growth. And I had a really, really great episode with her today. That will be going out after this episode, maybe. Actually, no, that won't be going out after. That'll be going before this episode. So definitely listen to that episode with Happiness by Katie. I really enjoyed it, and I know you guys will too. So that was a really exciting recording for me today. But yeah, I've just been chilling. I've been thinking about some future podcast episodes that I want to do for you guys. Been scrolling on Pinterest, playing The Sims. And if you guys don't know, I'm a Sims fanatic. I've been playing The Sims nonstop this summer, and I've had it for a couple of years now, maybe two years, something like that. And I've been obsessed with it. And they just announced today, when I'm recording this, that they're releasing a new pack called Horse Ranch. And I used to be a big horse girl when I was younger. I used to watch Heartland and all those different horse shows. There was one that I really liked, which was an Australian show, and I just cannot think of the name right now. I would play horse games, all the things. I even went to a horse camp for a summer. So this is like the pack of my dreams. I'm really excited. I never talk about Sims content on here because it's just like not, I don't know if you guys would like it or not. So, but that I'm really excited for. They came out with the trailer today, and I cannot be more happier to get that pack when it comes out. So that's really, really exciting. But yeah, back to the podcast episodes. I was thinking about new podcast episodes I wanted to do for the podcast this summer. And if you guys don't follow the Instagram, which you guys should, because I'm posting updates and stuff on there. New episodes are coming out and stuff. So follow the podcast Instagram, which is always linked in the episode description, which is at the Morning Muse Podcast. I will be starting a new mini-series. I think the mini-series will have already started by the time this comes out, but each week there's going to be a new bonus episode along with a normal episode coming out, which is either a guest or a solo episode with me. And this bonus content every week will be a college mini-series. So I saw my friend Anna from school do this What I Wish I Knew before coming to SMU on her TikTok. She did two videos on it, and I thought, ooh, I should do a college mini-series, like, how to prep for college, like, what to do before you get to college, like, picking your classes and topics like that, like, how to stay organized, how to study well. So I am honestly really, really excited for this mini-series to start happening. I'm going to record the first episode sometime this weekend if I have the time and have it go out early next week. So if you guys saw it on the Instagram, you guys already know, but I am very, very excited for this college episode because a lot of you guys are entering into your college years and are about to go to college soon. So I think this will be a very, very valuable series for you guys to listen to. So I'm really excited for that. So expect those every week. They're going to be short episodes every week or every 2 weeks, depending on what my time constraints are. So those will be coming out soon, and I'm very, very excited for that. So stay tuned for that and follow the podcast Instagram and just subscribe to wherever you listen to your podcasts on. So there we go. So that's happening soon. Getting a lot more guests on the podcast. I'm getting one of my dream guests on here that I've been wanting to record with for a couple years now, almost ever since I started this podcast. Her name is Alana Bloomberg. She is a content creator from Toronto. She posts wellness, lifestyle content, and she's also self-employed at 23 years old. So we're going to be talking all about that, her wellness journey, mental health, stuff like that. So I'm so excited to record with her very soon. So expect that episode maybe in the next month or two. So I am super, super excited for that. But I'm really excited for this mini series that will be coming out soon. But without further ado, let us now get into the topic of today's episode, which is all about books. As you guys know, I love reading. And if you guys listened to the episode I talked about a couple weeks ago, I talked about my Kindle Paperwhite. I love my Kindle Paperwhite. I read most of my books on my Kindle Paperwhite nowadays. But I still do love paperbacks and hardback books. I have a ton in my room, bookshelves everywhere. So I just love reading so much. And my friends, you know. So let's start off with some of the books that I've loved reading so far, the ones I've read. First book was Happy Place by Emily Henry. I've heard mixed reviews from other people about this book, but I personally really liked it. I like Emily Henry as an author. I read Book Lovers by her. I read Beach Read. I read one other book by her, I think, that was really good. I just can't think of the name right now, but I really like that book. And lately, I have been in my mystery and thriller phase of reading, which isn't typical for me. I'm typically a straight romance and self-improvement book reader, but lately, I've been really loving mystery books, and they've been really good to me so far, and I've been liking them a lot. So one of the first mystery books I read this year was All Your Twisted Secrets by Diana Urban. This is a really good book. It was about a group of high schoolers who went to this dinner, and they're invited by a random person that they don't know who who invited them in. Then they realize they're trapped at that dinner with nobody else in sight except for the people in the room with them. So that was one of the first thriller books I read this year. I think I read this maybe during spring break. I think might have been earlier than spring break. I remember when I bought it at Barnes & Noble, the back cover was so intriguing to me. I literally started reading it that first day, and I swear I finished it in a matter of like 2 or 3 days. So that was a really, really good book that I read. And then the next mystery book I really liked was The Best of Friends by Lucinda Barry. And I will put a trigger warning for that book. That book has loss of a child mentioned, loss of a sibling, verbal abuse, and some physical abuse. So beware of that. If you do decide to pick up this book, I don't want you guys to be harmed by any of that is mentioned in there. So just want to let you guys know. So if you have any of those triggers, please do not pick up this book. But if you are fine with that type of content, definitely pick it up. I love it. I loved it so much. I read it pretty fast. I got it on my Kindle Unlimited, so it was really good. And now back to the romance series. One of my favorite series of all time was the G.D. Taylors by Willow Astor and Laura Pavlov. This series was about a group of brothers living in New York City who help renovate apartments and build apartments in New York, and they fall in love with girls that they find working close by or working at their apartment building, so, or living in their apartment building. So it was a really, really good read. All those books were so good. I haven't found a series quite like that ever since I read that, and that will always forever be one of my top series, top romance books for me. And the next series is the Off Campus series by Elle Kennedy. This is a hockey romance series, college romance series, and this is so funny. I read this, right, and I had no interest in hockey. None whatsoever. I think that was the only hockey series I've ever read. And then last couple weeks, me and my mom have become fans of hockey. We watched the Stanley Cup championships. We watched part of the playoffs. We watched maybe the second to last game of the Dallas Stars Vegas Knights series. And it was really good. We were just really into it, and we watched the whole entire Stanley Cup Finals, and it was so good, and I've never thought that I would become a hockey fan, but that did change me into a hockey fan, because we had nothing else to watch except for hockey, because football season has been over, and basketball had just ended, so that was really exciting. So now my mom and I miss watching hockey, and now I'm definitely going to be finding more hockey romances to read, because it's so good. So that series is a really good series. And I mentioned Book Lovers by Emily Henry, which I really liked, and then the Kowalski series by I cannot speak today. I've been recording for maybe over an hour now, so my voice is, like, shot. It's the Kowalski series by Shannon Stacy. There we go. That's a really good series. It's based in a small town. Small family. It's really cute. It's a really cute romance novel. Series of books. But yeah, those are pretty much all the books that I've loved so far. And now I only have 2 current reads. I'm typically always reading at least 2 or 3 books at a time. And right now I'm reading My First by Melanie Shawn. This is another series. I can't think of the series name right now, but I'm reading the first book in this series, and it's pretty good so far. I like it. I've been like on and off with it pretty much all summer, but it's really good. And then I recently in the last couple of days started Never Lie by Freda McFadden. This is another like mystery book. I don't know why I've been so into mystery so far lately, but I really am. I'm really liking it a lot, and I've never been a huge like mystery girl, so this has been a pretty good book so far. I'm on chapter like maybe, let's see, I'm on chapter 5 as of right now, so there's 54 chapters I think in the book, so I'm really excited to continue reading this book so far. And now for what's on my TBR. So like I said, I'm in my mystery girl book era, so I have a lot of mystery books in here. I have one fantasy book. I'm not a huge fantasy reader. I'm really not. Like, the only fantasy books I've read in my life have been the Divergent series and the Red Pyramid series. And I think that's pretty much it. So, to start off with that, I have Six of Crows by Leigh Bardugo on my list. Like, I want to get into reading fantasy, but I don't know. Something's not pushing me to go read that book. I've looked into ACOTAR, A Court of Thorns and Roses, but I read the back blurb and it just didn't appeal to me. But I know so many people loved ACOTAR and loved the ACOTAR series and that whole series by Sarah J. Maas. Yeah, they love that series by her, and I've heard people love a lot of her books, but something about it just doesn't appeal to me. Plus, I love big books, don't get me wrong. I love a thick sized book, but the first book of ACOTAR is long. It's like over 500 pages, 500, 600 pages. So I'm going to try to get into it by reading Six of Crows, but I'm not entirely sure if I'm going to like it or not. So, because fantasy books are weird, are odd to me, because there's so many different worlds to keep track of and characters to keep track of and where they're from, how to pronounce their names even. Like, it's just so much effort that has to go into fantasy and so much to keep track of. Like, unlike like a mystery book or a romance novel, you have the main character, you have the hero and the heroine, and then you have the small town that they're placed in and maybe like a few side characters. So I don't know, it's a big commitment in my mind, so I'm gonna try and read Six of Crows. So that's on my list. And then The Secrets of Us by Lucinda Barry, that's also on my list. Don't Lie to Me by Willow Rose, that's also a series I've heard. It's a pretty good length of a series. Then there's The House at the End of the World by Dean Koontz. Every Last Secret by A.R. Tor. 20 Years Later by Charlie Donnelly. The Two of Us by Taylor Torres. The Last Mrs. Parrish by Liv Constantine. I've heard really, really good reviews about The Last Mrs. Parrish, and I've heard that book is really, really popular, so I'm looking forward to reading that. Then there's The Wife Upstairs by Rachel Hawkins. The Perfect Marriage by Geneva Rose. And now for some of my romance novels, People We Meet on Vacation by Emily Henry, Sweet Heartbreak by Alexandra Moody, Springtide by Key Stevens or Kai Stevens, I'm not for sure I pronounce his name, but that's most of my like fantasy and not fantasy, thriller, mystery, and romance books I want to read so far right now. And then some some self-improvement books I want to get into. The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. I actually have two copies of this in my room for some reason. I'm not exactly sure why I have two copies of that in my room, but I've heard that book is really, really good. The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F by Mark Manson. I've also heard that's a really, really good book. I've been hearing that book pop up a lot within like my friends and people I've interviewed. That's really changed them as people. So that's on my list. And then How to Become a Straight A Student by Cal Newport. I had started this maybe in the summer of last year before coming to SMU, but I haven't fully read it. Like, I read maybe a chapter, maybe like three chapters, maybe. I don't know how much of it I read, but I feel like I read a good bit of it, maybe, but I'm not entirely sure, so I'm going to read that as well. So, yeah, that's all that's on my TBR as of right now. And then the book that I want to restart is Hush Hush by Becca Fitzpatrick. I remember really, really liking this book when I first read it. It's a good-sized book as well. And I read it pretty quickly. I think I read it over one summer. And then I picked up the sequel, Crescendo, to it. And I never started it. I had it on my shelf for a while, too. I just never got a chance to start it. And now I've completely forgotten what the book is about, what the plot is, who the characters are. So I'm going to reread that book so then I can finish the series, because I want to say there's like three books in that series, I think, maybe four, I don't know, but I've been wanting to reread that book as of late. So, but yeah, those are all the books that I've either read, what's on my TBR, what I'm currently reading, and the book that I want to restart. And most of these, if not all of these, are on Kindle Unlimited. But if you don't have Kindle Unlimited, I'm sure your local bookstore, like Barnes & Noble, or maybe even small bookstores have these books. So definitely keep an eye out on these and on your TBR if you guys want to read them. I've been recommending most, if not all, of these books to a lot of my friends who have asked about book recs. I've been asked by like 2 or 3 people about my book recs, so this was like the list that I gave them, so I wanted to share them with you all, so if you guys wanted to read some other books too. But yeah, that is it for today's episode. I am going to rest my voice because I feel like my voice sounds terrible right now, and you guys can probably hear that, but it is okay. It's the life of a podcaster, right? So well, that's it for today. I will see you guys next week. Bye, guys.